T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We welcome in now Glenn Gilbo, covering LSU for the USA Today Network. Glenn, good to talk to you, man. We got some juice to talk about, some spice to talk about with LSU right now as a university suspending two after a sexual misconduct report. How are you, Glenn?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So what sparked this investigation in general? Like, where did this start?
You know, I think this started when Darius Geis was drafted by the Redskins, because USA Today is located close to the Redskins in McLean, Virginia. And I think they started cutting, the people who cover the Redskins started hearing about Geis and some of his issues at LSU. And they put a investigative team on it. And, you know, the first stories came out last summer about Geis, and then that led to Drake Davis stories, and then the systemic culture issues and lack of handling sexual misconduct accusations by LSU students, particularly against football players, just how they were handled poorly, and that led to a lot of the reporting by the USA Today. And then after that, the Baton Rouge Advocate.
There's 148-page reports from the firm of Hush Blackwell, a law firm, including detailed accounts of sexual impropriety that found the university's Title IX, meant to enforce LSU's policies against such behavior, has been underfunded and understaffed for 6 years. So, is this going to work its way up, all the way up to the university president?
Well, no, because the university president's only been there a little while, Thomas Galligan. In fact, he's an interim president. You know, the previous presidents are probably, you know, two or three of them are probably to blame. And athletic director Joe Oliva as well. Joe Oliva put Mariam Seeger, who was suspended today, the assistant athletic director, he put her as the go-between or choke point, as the investigator said, between the Title IX office and the football program. She had the last word on which cases the Title IX office saw. So naturally, the star football players never got to the Title IX office like Darius Geis. So that's been changed. The Title IX office is going to have more power now and be separate of the athletic department, and it's going to be a more visible part of the campus. You know, the LSU had this systemic difficult way to report sexual accusations against athletes, so difficult that it's almost like it was designed to frustrate those who are making accusations, and they'll just get worn out and quit. And that's what has happened. You know, these women have left school and they just got fed up with the system, but then a couple of brave ones stuck it out, and then the USA Today got involved, and this happened. And you know, LSU, I think one thing I took from today is they are really serious about making some major changes with their culture.
That's all well and good, but it seems like it's about 5 or 6 years behind. Do you think the NCAA is going to get involved?
No, I think this is pretty much separate of the NCAA. This is, you know, this is a university situation, a Title IX situation. you know, it's not really NCAA rules that are being broken. It's just bad policy by the school, and maybe illegal. You know, the school could be sued by some of these victims. But it's not. It's not really an NCAA issue. It's actually probably more serious.
Wow. I mean, so why are they suspending Virge Ausberry for 30 days, and as you mentioned, Miriam Seeger for 21 days? Is that just until they complete their internal investigation, or why aren't those two individuals fired or removed?
Well, the investigation is done. They're through investigating. Miriam Seeger was suspended because she was, acting unilaterally with too much power and hiding and covering up accusations against Darius Geis and Drake Davis and other players. That's why she was suspended. Virge Ausberry also kept what he knew about Drake Davis quiet, and the report said that could have led to very bad consequences. They didn't say it, but, a female student who Drake Davis was dating could have been, hurt, seriously hurt. So that's why he was suspended 30 days without pay. I thought they were light, sentences. But the most important thing is that each of them have got to have required domestic and sexual abuse training is what they're going to get. And probably more people at LSU probably need that.
I think the LSU Board of Supervisors completely missed on this. That's, 30 days for what the severity, what was being alleged, and having your house in disarray, there should be more, either lengthy or someone losing their job. And I typically don't advocate for anyone losing their job, but in this situation, given the circumstances, I think it's a little light. And I think that if it ends here, I think that's also pretty sad in general. Joe Oliva is still with the university, right?
No. Joe Oliva was fired in 2019. He's no longer with the university.
Okay, I thought he had a different capacity. I misunderstood. No. I thought he was shifted in a different capacity.
No, he was a lot to blame. He put Miriam Seeger in that position, and that's part of it. The previous presidents and the previous athletic director, if they were still on the job with that. But I agree with you. I think Ausberry and Seeger got two light sentences, and that was the president's decision. He made that call based on the investigation and the lead investigator, Scott Schneider, who's actually from New Orleans. He said that those were the right punishments. He said he didn't want to make sacrificial lambs of these people, because I just kind of get the feeling, and especially with Seeger, they were kind of following orders, to some extent, and the people that gave them the orders aren't there anymore, so they kind of caught a break there. But I think something more should have been done, and maybe even transferred. Now, Seeger's job is completely different now. She's not going to have anything to do with accusers of athletes anymore. She's been taken out of that, so that's good. But, no real punishment to anyone. And only two people, certainly there seem to be more involved in all these cover-ups.
Recap what Drake Davis, what the allegations were against Drake Davis.
Well, for a period of a couple of years, even after some people in the athletic department and football program knew about it, he was beating up a couple of his girlfriends is what happened. And he continued to get out of situations and with the law and stayed on the team. Now, he probably should have been kicked off the team much sooner. And it's amazing because, not that it's right, but he wasn't even a good player. Usually, like Jameis Winston when he was at Florida State, he was the leader of the team. He was the best player on the team. So you can almost understand a little bit why they got him out of some situations he probably should have been penalized for. That more than he was, but I didn't understand with Drake Davis. He just kept you know, doing the same things. And the report said he should have been, you know, kicked out of the program a year or two before he actually was. And Osberry had a hand in that. You know, he knew what was going on, didn't report it. A lot of this was things not being reported correctly, and people being told to cover things up.
So is this a link to Les Miles, too, and the allegations against him? Is this all the same investigation?
It is. It is. There was another investigation done in 2013 by Taylor Porter, which is a law firm that's always in bed with LSU. They're always representing LSU. And they did an investigation of Les Miles' behavior to female student employees in the football office. And that was kept secret and locked away. And this law firm, Hush Blackwell of Kansas City, they were able to find out about it, talk to people about that. And what's interesting about that is the Hush Blackwell lead attorney partner, Scott Schneider, he revealed that, you know, Joe Oliva tried to get Les Miles fired over this in 2013. And he said that would have been the right decision. He said Les Miles should have been fired in 2013 when his sexual harassment charges came out. And he said that that would have done a lot toward improving LSU's culture if that would have happened at the time. But you and I know that wasn't going to happen. I mean, Les was coming off the national championship game of 2011. He went 10-3 in 2012. He got a new contract. And the Board of Supervisors blocked Oliva there from getting Miles fired.
When are leaders, in particular college football head coaches, going to learn that while they may be the big man on campus, they're not impervious to this stuff? Like, in other words, they just can't do this. It's really appalling and arrogant on Les Miles' behalf. Do you think the heat is going to get dialed up so much that he has to step down at Kansas?
You know, if Kansas really looks at this report, I would be surprised if they don't do something. You know, and plus he's not winning anyway. You know, and that's why he got fired at LSU, because he started losing. But, I mean, you know, he probably I would be surprised if Kansas keeps him. You know, they're going to say, all that happened at LSU, which is true. And if his behavior has been good at Kansas, then I guess they have an argument. But I would think they're going to take a long look at it. But yeah, you know, it's not only the head football coaches. It's the culture of football programs at big schools.
Yeah.
You know, they just have an attitude that, you know, they're going to get away with it. And they have so many enablers. I mean, they have systemic enablers everywhere. And that's what led to these LSU problems.
What are recap, Glenn, if you can, the allegations against Les Miles?
He was accused by female student workers at LSU of hitting on him, you know, hitting on him, not physically hitting on him, you know what I mean? Calling him, texting him, trying to get him alone and stuff like that, but nothing that they judged to be illegal, just, you know, questionable behavior. He actually never did anything with the women. He may have wanted to, but it didn't get that far. And, you know, I made a distinction in my coverage between what Les is accused of and what Darius Geis and Drake Davis of. I mean, it's not even in the same ballpark. But, you know, it's no way that a head coach or a man in authority should be behaving. And that's why Joe Oliva wanted him fired. Of course, Joe Oliva wanted him fired anyway. If you remember, when Oliva came in, you know, he wanted to fire the coach because he didn't like Les's offense. And every AD, when they come in, they want to hire a new coach. Well, but the reasons Oliva had with the sexual problems and accusations against Les, you know, I think he had a strong argument, and so did the lead investigator for this firm.
Glenn Gilbo covering LSU for the USA Today Network. Glenn, thank you so much for the time, man.
Okay, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.